Good morning. And did anybody else have? Well, good morning to you all. We are excited that each and every one of you from coast to coast are on this line this morning. Today has been tagged, it is your Breakthrough Thursday, and we are standing on the Bible scripture, the verse in Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ in which who strengthens me. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just come to you this morning, and we just want to say thank you. We want to ask you, Father, that you unplug our ears, uncontaminate anything that may be around us to prevent us from hearing this word this morning. We just want to thank you for the traveling mercies that you have given us. We just want to thank you for giving us another opportunity to be able to dial in this telecommunications sanctuary. There's someone out there right now, Lord, who couldn't afford to keep their phone on. And there's someone out there, Lord, who may not be able to afford a phone at all. But God, you have blessed us one more day for us to be blessed with your word. Father, we want to thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK for their yes and following the mandate, thus creating the master's call. God, we thank you for the scripture reference that is standing on. We thank you, Lord, for the mission statement that is standing on. But most of all, we thank you, Father, for the dedication of uninterrupted ministry through this telecommunications sanctuary. And God, we just want to say thank you, and we just want to praise you. We thank you for another year of life with Sister Jackie out there in Indianapolis. And Father, in the name of the triune God, we just ask that the spirit of Christian mission enter every heart, mind, and soul on this line, allowing them to be their brother and sister's keeper and showing Jesus joy. We thank you, Lord, for Artists International for threading and binding us all together. And we thank you, Lord, for increasing territories, increasing business partners, but most of all, increasing health. These are all the things that we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. We all say together, amen and amen. Master's Call family, I just want to wish you all the best day ever, and I want to give you all nothing but Jesus' joy and love. Thank you for dialing into the Master's Call this morning, and remember, today is your Breakthrough Thursday because you can and will do all things through Christ. I am now turning this call over to our host. Are you there?
I am, Minister Vashon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sis. Take it away.
Wow, wow, wow. What an awesome tag this morning. It is your Breakthrough Thursday. And thank you so much, Minister Vashon, for the tag and also for opening us up in that anointed word of prayer. So let us go forward a little bit higher here on the Master's Call. Good morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside here in Southern California. And on behalf of the co-founders of this, the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, we welcome each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings to the Master's Call on this day. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we have been moving forward, empowering, enriching, and enhancing lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. We stand on scripture reference Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." And so each and every Monday through Thursday, we start off our call with prayer. We end in prayer. And then on Friday, we open up the line for each and every single one of you to share your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. But you don't have to wait until Friday. You still have the opportunity to send us a prayer request or a praise report and testimony before that. You can go online to our website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, and you can send us an email also through that website. And just let us know, you know what, maybe I want to be a greeter, maybe I want to be an intercessor on this line, but you can do that on that line, www.themasterscall.net or info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will definitely respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, Monday through Friday, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530 881-1300 and the access code 5395-98 pound. Again, 530-881-1300 and the access code 5395-98 pound. On that call, you, if you are artist distributor, you will be motivated by many phenomenal artist leaders that will definitely help you to get the momentum moving in May and make it happen for you and for your business. If you are not associated with Artists International, the number one reshaping and health and wellness company in the entire world, then I invite you to get back with the person who invited you to this call and let them share with you truly what Artists International is all about. So at this time, without further ado, it is truly an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line this morning the voice, the next voice that you will hear after mine, none other than Dr. Super Fantastic, as we call her, Dr. Pacola Roberts. She is definitely an amazing and awesome and powerful woman of God. I have had the pleasure of knowing her since, or actually a little bit before this call started in 2010. And I'm telling you, she is an amazing and anointed woman of God. She is a mother. She is a Gigi. She is definitely on a move to move for the kingdom of God. Whatever God would have her to do in this season, she is doing it. And if you go onto her Facebook page, you can see that she is living a super fantastic life. So without further ado, it is an honor to introduce to you this morning none other than the speaker for this day, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K., are you out there this morning?
There has been a change in the program. Good morning, GMC family. This is Dr. Vanessa.
Okay, so a change in the program. And okay, so here we go. She is also a co-founder here on the Master's Call, but she is known as our Mother Ego. None other at this time than the devoted, the committed, the victorious, anointed woman of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa, take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, as always, for being such an awesome host all the way early in the morning on the West Coast. We so appreciate you, and we thank God this morning as our Minister LaShawn, all the way on the East Coast, greeted you all, saluted you, the saints of God, to come on the line. We thank each and every one of you. We do not take it for granted that you press and posture yourself each and every morning to be a part of this call. Want to, because some of you all probably caught it and noticed it, and we want to officially announce, and I'm sure you'll hear her voice soon again. We thank God for the season that our minister, Robin Wilson, has served as our prayer general. For those of you who've been with us the entire length of our journey, we will be 5 years old, 5 years strong, October 25th. 2010, the Master's Call has been in existence, and our first prayer general, Minister Amber, now Spees, Amber S.D. Spees, served for a season and then passed the baton on to Minister Robin Wilson, who did also a phenomenal job. Now the baton has been passed again to our Minister Brenda Terrell. So we're asking you to keep her lifted up in prayer as she oversees our prayer team, and we're always open and honored when some of you who've been listening, who's been feeding and feasting at the table every morning, eating of this spiritual food, if you ever want to become a part of the team, you're welcome. There are no big I's and little U's. We're all here servants of the Lord, but we are honored and we welcome Minister Brenda Terrell and her new position as our prayer general for this season. So thank God for her. There is a word from the Lord this morning. I always believe in teaching and saying to our team to be ready in season and out of season, that there always ought to be a word in your belly. You know, when I talked earlier this week, I talked about the trouble with our butts, meaning from Second Chronicles at chapter 5, we know the story of Naaman, where all these great accolades were laid at his name, at his feet, as his life. But in that very first verse, it said, but he was a leper. You know, some of us, we are great orators. We are great friends, but we're always late to things. We are all these great things, but everybody has a but that's in our way, and we have to fight through those hindrances, those hang-ups that often have delayed and derailed our ultimate success. And for many of us, getting that butt out the way requires us to come out of our comfort zone. So the title of my message this morning will be Stepping Outside the Comfort Zone. And it's three F's that I want to talk about. Faith in action, faith that sees, and feelings when we don't have them. So faith in action, faith sees when feelings do not. Stepping outside our comfort zone. Our text scripture this morning will come from Matthew 17:20, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence ye to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing, ye ought to notify heaven and tell them, nothing shall by any means be impossible unto you. Stepping outside the comfort zone. Faith in action, faith sees. I tell you, we walk by faith, and that's what the word tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, that seventh verse, we walk by faith, not by sight. Because some of us, it looks toe up from the flow up. It looks pretty jacked up, looks pretty dark right now. But with the eyes of faith, which in essence is trusting in God, when the feelings do not, when the forecast doesn't look as good. Let's start with our first principle of from faith to fruit. See, there's some rules of engagement for the journey. There's some rules of engagement as we travel this road of going from growth out of our comfort zone to being stretched to soar like the eagles that each and every one of you on this line are. God, speak that eagle spirit into your spirit. What do I mean by that? When I've studied an eagle, I love how an eagle flies high above the clouds. So if it starts a storm, it just soars above the clouds. Many of you all have flown in an airplane where it soars up to 28,000, 30,000, 38,000 feet, and you go through the clouds and up higher where you can see clearly for miles and miles. And in the midst of the mess, in the midst of the mayhem, the eagle eyes see the vision that God has promised us. I'm speaking to your spirit this morning, because some of us are growing weary in well-doing, and we have to see the promises that God has put in us, knowing that we don't have to understand it. We just have to be obedient, because God is working it out for us. For the rules of engagement, first, from the message to the manifestation. What do you mean by that? We got to do our part. See, God is not our Holy Ghost genie. There is something we can do. All through the scripture, he's an if-then God. If we are willing and obedient. Isaiah 1, 18 and 19. If we are willing and obedient, then we'll eat the fat of the land. In John, it tells us in that fifth verse, it tells us that we have to abide in the word. If the word abides in me and I abide in the word, in John 15, then I can ask anything of God and he'll give it to me. We got to do our part. We got to check out in our house first and make sure we're lining up. We must say only what God says about us. We must be willing to pull from the spiritual realm into our present reality, standing on the authority and anointing of God's word. What do I mean by that? Well, Romans 4:17, calling those things that be not as though they were. What does that look like in 2015? Your dream board, your dream book, that way before motivational madness came into our lives, which is a good thing, the word of God said, with the eyes of faith, call those things out of the spiritual realm. Snatch them into your present reality. Call those things that be not as though they were when he was Abram, God was calling him, Abraham, father of many nations, when your change is strange and your money is funny, I have all my needs supplied according to my God. See, we got to call it in. Help some, set some people free. Changing your attitude, eagle, will soar you to the altitude to see what God has for you. The message you receive must be based on the word. We're talking about our rules of engagement, us doing our part. God sends a message and a mission to us that will require our faith in him and the discipline to walk it out. Can't quit. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. We've got to stay focused. We've got to stay faithful to what God is trying to do in us and through us. What does that mean? We develop godly habits to strengthen our faith muscles. Eat the word every day. You eat natural food every day. Prayerfully, you take your artist products every day. Feed your spirit. Some of your spirits feel like they've been on a forced fast way too long. No word coming in to quench the thirst of your heart, to fan the flames of favor. No word are you speaking over yourself. Prophesy to yourself with the eyes of faith. Daily produce an anointed atmosphere by practicing his presence. What do you mean by that, Dr. B? Well, when you talk to God, when you call on his name, he shows up. When you just start singing a new song to him, Father, I love you. I trust you. With all my heart, I extol you. It doesn't have to be a hit tune on the gospel charts. That's nice, too, but let God hear you give it your own praise. Come on. What were some of the most precious gifts to you in your life was when your baby drew their own card in school, and even though the lines were all crooked, the words were all sideways, the fact that they did it, and it wasn't a Hallmark card, it was a Holy Ghost from heaven, God-inspired card. Those cards meant so much as children. Well, even as children in the Lord, we often grow older and don't tap into the new thing by stirring up the gifts that lie within us, by praise and worship with that attitude of gratitude, because what? When the praise go up, the miracles come down. Daily rehearse the message like it's already manifested. See, faith sees from Alpha to Omega. Operate like it's already done, because it is already done in the spirit. And we are daily doing our part to ensure that it manifests in the natural. Have a mindset focused on the message and the mandate from God. His perfect will. We know the word, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren and sisters, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Do your part, your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is your good and acceptable and perfect. Perfect is mature. Will of God. Daily rehearse the promises. See, again, we are taught to do affirmations. It's a biblical principle. Activate the atmosphere with what the word says about you. Let your feelings catch up, because a lot of times they're like, I don't believe that. I'm not prosperous. My body's not healed. Yeah, the enemy fights you in your mind. Your battle is to say what the word says about you. Have a diet of affirmations, decreeing and declaring to the atmosphere, the perfect will of God. And then we talk about from the message to manifestation, we got to protect the dream. We're on our journey. These are our rules of engagement. Protect the dream. Never forget that it's a real war, and the devil does not play fair. Don't be paranoid, but always position yourself for purpose. Have a God idea, not a good idea. God's not obligated to bless the good idea. Get in his face and get the God idea. Don't be busy yet, but not productive. Put on your spiritual safety belts. Be battle-ready mindset and have a battle-ready mindset in your actions and in your conversation. I love how Ephesians 6 teaches us not to be a spiritual streaker. Put on your armor of God. Get dressed for battle. Your feet shed to spread the good news, not help grow the gossip. Because some of us, we got to practice what our teachers years ago, the SUM ministry, the S-U-M ministry. Sometimes when you don't have nothing good to say, shut up ministry. Don't activate the atmosphere with mess, because you're planting seeds it'll come back harvesting your own life. If you don't have nothing good to say and your emotions are raging, hush. You know, some saints, we are bullheaded. I got to say, shut up. Don't say things that don't line up with what we're desiring for God to do in our lives. Never allow holy haters to destroy your dream, even when they're in your own circle of influence. Never allow the holy haters, folks who say they love you, hallelujah, but they set out to try to destroy your dream, even when they are in your own circle of influence. Stay focused and faithful to your mandate and your mission. Jesus still set the world on fire, and he had a Judas the whole time. Even when it's a family and a loved one, leave them in the outer court if you can, but if you can't, let it perfect you, but don't let it poison you. Remember, just like Jesus, he allowed Judas to stay to the end. God may not ever remove him, knowing who he was from the beginning. Let that process either purify or purge out of your life and your space anything and everyone who is not a part of your God-ordained dream. Sometimes God allows your Judas to stay around us longer than we desire, but the Judas will not destroy your dream as long as it stays barricaded by your prayers and fasting. Ha, let me say that again, because we do a lot of whining, but we don't do a lot of praying. It can't manifest any further if it stays barricaded by your prayers and fasting. Matthew 17:21 says, some things do not come out but by prayer and fasting. It will be that thorn in your flesh, like Paul dealt with. We're talking this morning about stepping outside the comfort zone, faith in action. Faith sees when feelings do not. We're going to go from the faith to the fruit in my little last 4 or 5 minutes. Delays are not denials. Delays are not denials, because it is really a war. Delays should make us more determined that they will not, you shall not be denied. Remember, setbacks are just Holy Ghost setups for victory. Our dear friend to our organization, Les Brown, always says, if you can look up, life may have knocked you on your back, but if you can look up, then you can get up and go on. Go on in God. Setbacks are just hiccups from hell, that's what I call them. And we must just continue to drink the water of God's word and settle our spirits and fortify our faith. You know, Ephesians 5:26 talks about the washing of the word. We've got to take a daily bath, wash the cares of the world off of us, wash the cares of the world that try to depress us, oppress us. How do you do it? Wash yourself with the word. It ain't over until God says it's over. Let God direct you on your weapons of warfare. Let God guide. See, the devil drives, but our beloved Savior God, because he has been obligated to provide. When it's a God idea, God is obligated to show up with the provisions and the opportunities and the strategic hookups. But we must do it in his way and in his timing. See, some of our examples of the strategies of God are Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, Esther following instructions before going in to see the king, Ruth following the strategies given to her by Naomi, Paul following instructions of the Holy Ghost on his way to go to Rome, Jesus each and every day in every way modeling how to live a Christian life. All we're talking about stepping outside the comfort zone, faith in action. We're getting those butts out the way. Faith sees when feelings do not. Never let hindering and harassing spirits destroy or deteriorate your hope. Some of you are old enough like me to remember when Reverend Jesse Jackson coined the phrase, keep hope alive. Hope in God enables us to hold on when the enemy is trying to hinder or harass our promises. Hope in God will conquer hindering and harassing spirits by creating and fostering a spirit of persistence and perseverance. Habakkuk 2:3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall, not it may, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, like Daniel had it held up for 21 days, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Oh, come on, we're stepping outside our comfort zone. speak the faith of God into your heart. Action. Pass for the eyes of faith to see and tell those feelings. You got to get third in line, because I'm not going to be moved by my feelings. I'm going to be moved by what does the word say. So let's review our rules of engagement for this journey as we conclude. From faith to fruit, from the message to the manifestation. First, we got to do our part. We must say only what God says about us. The message you receive must be based on the word of God, and we have to daily rehearse the message like it's already manifested. Secondly, we got to protect the dream. Never forget that this is a real war, and the devil does not play fair. He's doing some sifting and shifting right now in our lives, in artists, in the body of Christ. Don't grow weary in well-doing. Just keep your eyes on Jesus, and never allow holy haters to destroy your dream, even when they are in your circle of influence. And lastly, we talked about delays are not denials, because it's really a war. Delays should make us more determined that you will not and you shall not be denied. Never let hindering and harassing spirits destroy or deteriorate your hope. All this morning I speak and decree in our lives. We're stepping outside the comfort zone. We have faith in action, faith that sees when our feelings do not. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Wow, what a powerful, profound, and on-time word. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for bringing that message straight from the throne room and sharing and ministering here with us on the Master's Call. I will be calling you back to give us our benediction for this day. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just bless your holy name. We thank you and we celebrate you. We honor you. And we thank you because you are our creator. We thank you because you are our redeemer. We thank you that you are our refuge and our strength. We thank you, God, that you knew that on this day that each and every single one of us will wake up to hear this mighty message straight from you, God. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa, for her obedience, for her commitment, for her dedication to the kingdom of God. And I pray right now that you would restore virtue in her as she has so affectionately and dedicatedly poured out unto us this day, God. I speak strength and joy and happiness to overflow in her life, the favor, the blessings, and the increase to overflow in her life. Continue to bless her and her family in mighty ways, God. And for each and every caller that is on the Master's Call this morning, I speak favor, blessings, and increase in their life. And I pray right now, as this word has gone forth, that not only will it go in our ears, but that it will become a part of our lifestyle, that truly we will see the breakthrough that is on the way, God. I thank you because so many of us are just one step away from a breakthrough, God. And so on this day, we say, please allow it to manifest in our lives here on earth as it is in heaven. Please allow us to see what you would have us to see, God. Please allow us to hear what you would have us to hear. And as we submit ourselves to you, God, we go out with anticipation and expectation that something great will happen for us today. As we posture ourselves and put ourselves in the right position, God, we expect you, God, to just be there. We know that your word says that you will never leave us or forsake us. So we go with you, God, and we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. I speak right now healing. I speak deliverance. I speak that every single need is met in the name of Jesus. We celebrate each and every graduate, God, and we look forward to the greater and the new things that will come into our lives. Bless Artists International and the DSD Leon family, God. Continue to take us to higher and higher heights, God, in you. And so we thank you for this divine and appointed time on this telecommunication sanctuary. And as we go out to be those great ministers in the marketplace that you have called us to be, God, we go out allowing you to just reactivate our faith, reload us, allow us to walk into the mission and mandate that you have for our lives. In Jesus' name I decree and declare, amen, amen, and amen. So we want to say thank you to each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. I know you want to hear the replay of this call. Please post it on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We would appreciate it. The callback number, replay number, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code, 957-677-pound. Also, our website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. We will be going over to the morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539598-pound. Remember, this is Breakthrough Thursday, so thank you, Minister LaShawn, and thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that definitely on-time word. At this time, can you come back and give us our benediction for this Breakthrough Thursday?
Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for your people. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the eyes of faith, and we thank you for the action of faith, and we thank you for the discipline of our feelings lining up with your word. Now, I thank you as we leave this call, we will never depart, separate, veer away from your presence, but we'll always seek your word, your will, and do it your way. So bless us this day, this Breakthrough Thursday. Let your favor fall on our lives, orchestrate divine setups, Holy Ghost hookups, and we will, as your ministers in the marketplace, point those we encounter back to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.